In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hello, and welcome back to the Sunday special episode of the You Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Freed. It's so good to be back here with you. Jordana, we love a Sunday special, don't we?
We love a Sunday special. We're fresh off of our Boston show,
which
was incredible.
We loved it. We don't know if we loved it. It hasn't happened
probably
yet.
Great.
It's probably great. I mean, sold out show at the Wilbur Theater.
We're speaking as if, but...
Yeah, it's going to be great. We're pumped. And I'm having a faux pas. I'm drinking on the job.
It's faux pas Sundays.
Faux pas
even
Sundays.
Though we're recording on a Wednesday.
That's right. I'm getting you jazzed up for your Sunday by having a drink on a Wednesday.
Love it. It looks good. It looks good on you.
It does feel good.
Right?
I'm having the lemon and mint vodka soda. It's delish. It is drinkable. As the douchebag who loves craft beer would say, it's a crushable cocktail.
Yes.
I hate that. Go. Crushable.
Crushable,
but
I
agree. I'm used to a vodka soda lime.
Okay.
This is vodka soda lemon with mint. It's a delicious change up. And it doesn't have a bite to it. It's like a good, well-made cocktail.
It doesn't have like a synthetic feel to it. It tastes like pure.
I mean, I'm halfway through this. I'm wearing
good.
All black. I look like a bumblebee.
That's what I'm saying. It looks good with your outfit.
Yeah.
It looks great on social media.
Yeah, if you're looking at the video, I'll probably be having it in my hand on the You Up Podcast Instagram account.
And you have a couple of those, and you feel it.
Well, we'll see by the end of this.
Yeah, we will see.
I got two right in
we'll
front of me.
We'll see how the Sunday special progresses. But guys, if you haven't bought tickets to our show yet, we're coming to you San Francisco, LA, Austin, Chicago, New York.
Yeah.
Come check it out. And if you want to come on stage with us, send in your dating app makeovers, your deal reveals, UUP@betches.com. Just write the city that you're coming to and send in your submission.
Love it, love it, love it. Come to the show. Assemble the group chat. Even if they don't listen, they're going to love the show. It's a fantastic. We put a lot of work into it.
And heart and soul.
It's our heart and soul. And we want you guys to come with the whole group chat. Mamas, papas, sisters, brothers, coworkers, anyone with ears or without. We'll take the earless community as well. Yes. Now, we have an update from our friend Poof.
The update that everyone wanted.
So,
she's been a fan favorite of this show, Poof. Everyone is rooting for her.
The community has come together to, to take Poof to our breasts and hug her tight.
They feel her, you know.
We've all been Poof.
Yeah.
We've all been Poof. We've all been with someone who had an ex. And what's the date of the episode? Do we know the date? If you want to go back and listen to the Poof episode,
we will let you know.
May 22nd. So if you're like, oh, an update of something I haven't listened to yet, go back to the May 22nd episode. Hear the story of Poof.
The tale.
And yes. Know that, and now come back, pause, come back. And we all, we've all been Poof. We've all been the person that dated someone who they had an ex. That we're like,
felt unsure about,
and
yeah.
Just like,
are they over them?
And are they hotter than me? And rating yourself against them, which isn't fair to yourself. It's just a relatable tale.
Exactly. And Poof could be you one day.
Yeah.
So we're so lucky that Poof wrote in with an update on her situation after that email. Basically, on the email, again, if you haven't listened and you really don't want to, quick recap. She found out from a friend that her boyfriend had mentioned to a group of his friends that he thought his ex-girlfriend was way hotter than her, and he liked the fact that she was less attractive because he had been cheated on and he wouldn't have to worry about it as much.
Yes.
That's the general gist of what was going on with Poof. She came to us for our advice.
Yes. Should she end it? Should she keep going? How did they figure it out? And she wrote it.
Yes. She wrote an update.
I'll read it.
All right. Read it.
It's your girl Poof.
I love how she's owned the name.
We need Poof merchandise. Yeah. I need Poof. you know, lactate medication.
We need the poof line.
Yes. I have to say your advice was really what I needed. Throughout the episode, and this should encourage anyone going through a situation, write in. Throughout the episode, I was laughing and crying my ass off. Don't worry, it was good tears. Anyway, I heard you guys wanted an update. I was hesitant to write back in because I don't really have a storybook ending.
No one ever does. That's the other thing. It's like, yeah. Whenever anyone writes in with an update on these things, never like a open and shut thing. It's always more gray than that.
People are writing in with real issues. Real issues have real, you know, consequences and real turns of events. And I would also say that, like, she's like, I heard you guys want an update. I was hesitant to write back because I don't want to have a storybook ending. No, that's the ending we want to get an update on.
That's the real story. Yeah, yeah.
This is the not, you know, sepia tone Instagram version. This is real life. Me and my ex didn't power through it and become a power couple, and I also didn't have a fuck you, I deserve better moment. Me and my guy had a Rachel and Ross half-assed break before that episode aired. After you guys gave me advice, I did have some really hard conversation with him about his past. We talked about how he felt about me and how he feels about his ex. Anyways, it was hard, but in the end, we broke up. But we decided that the door is open if and when he heals. So, who the hell knows?
I feel like that is exactly what we told her.
Absolutely.
To do.
And the door is not open. The door, I mean, if I could give some feedback, the door is open when he heals. No, he can knock at the door at Poof Center.
If you're around.
Yeah, yeah, come over to Poof Town, USA, knock at the door, see if you're available, because life's going to move on for
exactly.
Poof.
Poof isn't waiting around for this guy.
No, Poof's going to be farting all over the place, okay? She's going to be great. She's going to be farting over there, farting over here.
You know what is kind of funny also?
What?
Her name is Poof. She said his ex looked like Kourtney Kardashian, who has a online company called Poosh.
It all comes full circle. That's crazy.
Right?
Poosh, Poof.
So she should start the Poosh alternative website where you talk about like ways to fart innovatively or like different things you can use to control your gas.
Times you've let one loose.
Yes, as a passion project against the ex.
Yes, I agree. This could be a whole new life for her.
Yes. She said, "But don't worry.
I'm not crying or broken. I'm hopeful about the future." And.
I love that. I think that's great.
She's right. I just love that Poof is like, I'm hopeful about the future. We will all live and love again and fart on second dates. You know, like,
I think that's so sweet.
It is sweet. I love it. I am hopeful about the future, and there's some good news. Me and the girl that told me about my ex not saying the nice things about me have become pretty close.
Nothing.
We found a sister.
Yeah, nothing brings you closer than shit talking. Someone just destroying your entire relationship.
Remember that time?
I told you that your ex was talking about how ugly you were to our entire group of friends.
How do you guys know each other? Well, well, we got a little drunk. So me and her got a small group of girls to go to Hawaii this summer.
That's awesome.
Aloha, hot girl summer, we shall talk shit. Just booked tickets, so that means that Poof gets a hot girl summer. So in the end, here are your updates. My ex is still a good guy, but has some shit to sort through. My ex's ex, she's still hot. Me? Doing the best I can. Smiley face. Love you guys. Poof. We love you
that.
Too, Poof.
Love that email.
Love the update.
Thing.
Love it. Cheers. Yeah. A faux pas to you.
I also love the way that she talked about the ex because she's not like demonizing him. She's just like, still got some shit to work through.
Yeah.
Don't hate him.
Totally. Whatever. And that's kind of what we were talking about. Like, this guy's not through.
Not a monster.
He's not a monster. He's just not through his shit yet. Mm-hmm. You know, he fucked up. He did things wrong, but we all do things wrong.
Exactly.
Who amongst us?
Love this for Poof. I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but I recently came across Allo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. The app makes it easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. To me, living a healthy, mindful life is really about your mindset and all of the things that Allo Moves have in their app contribute towards a well-balanced, healthy life. It's not just workouts. It's also meditations. It's also fitness classes. It's also yoga. It's things that calm your mind, healthy recipes, just to give you an overall lifestyle pick-me-up. And I think all of these things are equally important to having the healthy life that you want. So that's why I love that you can find it all in one place with Ella Moves. From beginner to advanced, Ella Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates workouts with or without weights. Or maybe you'd rather find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, dry brushing, and journaling for those quiet moments. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Ella Moves. Go to ellamoves.com now and use their code UUP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's ellamoves.com, code UUP. ellamoves.com, code UUP.
It doesn't have to be expensive to upgrade your wardrobe with luxury quality items. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high quality items priced within reach. I love what Quince is doing. They're basically taking the expensive label off of the clothing and giving you stuff that's just as good. They have cashmere sweaters. They got jackets. They got everything. I love their socks. Right now, you're pulling socks out of the drawer and you're going, oh, it's that pair again? Get rid of that pair. Treat yourself. Quince. Not just the socks, though. They got everything. 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. The best part, Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middlemen and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, so you can feel good about what you're wearing on every level. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/UUP for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/UUP to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/UUP.
Let's get to some emails.
Let's get to the emails. All right, I'm going to read the email. Hi, J&J. I wanted to get your take on something that seems to keep happening in my dating life. I'm 27, living in New York City, and overall have a pretty abundant, fulfilling life here. I haven't had a serious relationship for most of my 20s, mostly due to prioritizing other areas of my life and honestly just enjoying being single in the city.
You hear that second faux pas getting open?
Exactly. That's, you're ready to go. Holy. Oh, second one. Wow, you drink that.
I'm telling you, these are crushable. I sport a buzz, one in.
Wow.
And I'm a drinker.
I can't wait to see how this affects your advice.
Fuck him!
He
doesn't deserve you! Fuck that!
I love it.
Short king loser!
Short king is a compliment. We've heard.
I got some. Here's the problem. You can't go against Short King, or you sound like doth protest too much.
Right. So if you are short,
we're in a quandary here.
Right.
You know, and I'm 5'8". Okay. 5'8" and a half.
Okay.
I say 5'8" because I've always said I undersell, over deliver.
Right.
I could say 5'9". I don't. I have one leg that's an inch and a half longer than the other. Also. Wow. I had surgery.
When did you measure that? Oh, yes,
I had surgery on it when I was younger. We did measure it. I used to have my left shoe used to have a platform on it to even out my legs in middle school. Can you imagine being in middle school with one
shoe?
Now
I know why you're funny.
That's right. Fat and...
with a limp.
Fat with a limp. Yeah, that'll do it to you. I had a platform on my left shoe and it would be to even me out. Okay. And then I got surgery. You have 4 growth plates in your leg. They took one of the growth plates and they like stunted it so that the other one could catch up, and it never really did. So if you look, I'll stand.
Oh, wow. A freak show.
Yeah.
That is funny though.
It's comments like that.
If Poof can take it, you can.
See, right? See, Poof? What we have to deal with?
We're in it together.
Us losers?
That's so funny. So I didn't know that about you.
That's an inch and a half long than the other. It's probably an inch now. It just never caught up. It didn't really work. And I limp sometimes, if you see.
I've never noticed that.
Yeah, I've always had a limp. And what was I talking about? Oh, the Short King thing.
Oh, yeah.
So it depends what leg I'm on.
Right, if you're 5'9" if you're 5'9" or 5'8".
5'9" or 5'8" to know whether I'm a short king or an average, you know, peasant. So I don't know. The Short King thing, here's my problem with it, is the joke is fun, but you can't take the joke. I don't like joking with people I know can't take the joke as well.
Oh, so you're saying the Short Kings can't take the joke?
If the joke was done the other way around.
It's like faux empowering
it's condescending.
Yeah.
It truly is. I mean, like, also,
it's like the girl boss of
totally.
Of short men.
You nailed
it. Do anything.
Yeah. Michelle Wolf has a great bit on Netflix right now. And I would encourage everyone to go watch. Let me give a plug to some comics that I love.
She's so funny.
One faux pas, and I'm fucking talking about people I love.
I love it.
Netflix, Bill Burr's Comics That Kill. If you search that.
Okay.
Jessica Kirsten, Steph Tolev, Michelle Wolf. Those three comics on that lineup. Killers. Killers. I opened for Michelle in San Francisco, and she does a bit about little girls that when Kamala Harris became vice president, little girls can now become vice president too. And she does a whole bit about it. It's so fucking funny. So everyone,
is that on Netflix?
It's on Netflix right now. They did a festival, and then Bill Burr, Comics Who Kill. And then, but Michelle Wolf's is amazing, but also Steph Tolev, who, if you were at my LA show, she opened for me, fucking hilarious, and is on the same lineup. And Jessica Kirsten, who's like a close personal friend, and like, if you're someone who's been to my shows, been to the Comedy Cellar, like, and saw her, you're like, that was my favorite comic. So like, all three of those people, so fucking funny. So and they're all on Bill Burr's. Like, Bill Burr was like, I need these three.
Right.
You know, like, it's like the whole idea of the special is like, these are people I like.
Okay.
And I, you know, we have that in common. So Michelle, this reminded me of Michelle's bit is so fucking funny about, like, you know, there's been female leaders in the whole world, you know, so.
That's very, it's yeah, very I want to watch. I'm excited. Yeah,
you got to go watch it. But let's get into this.
Okay. I haven't had a serious relationship for most of my 20s, mostly due to prioritizing other areas of my life and honestly just enjoying being single in the city. But now I'm in a place where I want to date more seriously. I've been fortunate to go on a lot of dates, meeting men both in real life and on the apps, and I've had a lot of diversity in the types of men I've gone out with. But for one reason or another, it seems every guy always feels the need to put limits on how far something could go, a lot of times before we even go on a first date. I've attached a screenshot of yet another man doing this, which is what finally prompted me to write in. What do you think?
We got you, sister.
Should we read it, or should we read the whole email?
Let's read her whole email, because it...
Okay. Yeah, and then we'll see what she's talking
about. Yeah, because it's fairly long.
It is. I always try to set my boundaries and express that while there is no pressure, I am looking to go on dates and that have the potential to turn into something serious. I explain that for me, the fun of dating is not knowing where something could go. Of course, I know that not every guy is going to become my husband, and TBH, I don't know that I'm dating with that extreme of a goal in mind either. I just want to go on a date with the potential of it becoming a real thing. But something about going into a first date knowing there are limits that don't align with mine feels like I'm wasting my time. I've had a consistent friends with benefits for 3 years. We're good friends first and would respectfully end it if one of us got into something serious. So I don't feel the need to even entertain another friends with benefits thing. My friends tell me that I'm being too caught up on this and I should just go with the flow, and that for a lot of them, that's how they ended up in their serious relationships. But I don't want to go into a date feeling like I need to trick someone into taking me more seriously. In the event I don't have this conversation before the first date, it always comes up on the second or third, which is even more annoying. I get that dating is hard, especially in cities like New York, but geez, I go on a lot of dates and it always ends because of me and the guy being on two different pages about what we want. I know men don't have the same clock that women do, but it seems crazy to me that so many men in their late 20s and early 30s are so weird about relationship boundaries so early. Part of me is worried I waited too long to make dating a more of a priority and missed the window where the men who would have wanted to settle down already have. I just don't have the time to play games. So my question is, are my friends right? Should I stop being so caught up in labels and see where things go? Am I too picky because I already have a friend with benefit situation and therefore I'm less open? Am I doing everything right and just getting unlucky? Or am I just one of those girls men find attractive and want to sleep with, but they can't picture themselves taking seriously? I try not to get my feelings hurt about this, but it's become such a pattern that it's starting to weigh on me. Sincerely, when will men realize that it's not a compliment to tell a woman you just want to sleep with her? So let's read the text.
It's an interesting predicament. There's things in her email that like ping me.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like things, the way she's, her perspective.
Like what?
The idea that she's organized her relationship life. She's like, I got my friends with benefits guy there. I'm looking for something serious here. And if that goes somewhere, you know, like it's right. Very organized for something that is so messy.
It's bright. It's trying to put it in a box.
Yeah. She wants everything to be in its place.
Well, she doesn't like vagueness. We talked about this all the time. We don't
totally hate vague answers. But also she says, in the event I don't have this conversation before the first date, it always comes up on the second or third, which is even more annoying. It's going to come up at some point.
Isn't it a good... My whole thing was like, isn't that good that it comes up?
Yeah, it shouldn't be more annoying.
Right. I would be like, oh, it's great. It came up by the third date, so I knew not this wasn't for me.
Totally.
It's kind of like... that's almost... I feel like she's dating in an ideal...
That's where she kind of outs herself.
Right?
She outs herself as far as like, hey, you're looking to like date and see what happens, which totally appreciate. Think that's great. But you have to be up for dating and seeing what happens.
Right.
Like you, and you, this woman is very smart. She's like all our listeners, smart and knows and is aware. And
although I don't think for the example she's giving, I don't think she should go with the flow on that. Like let's
go to the example. Example tells me how much she's trying to control the situation.
I'll
be okay, him, you okay. Be her. You ready?
Okay.
Also, we're only getting this conversation at the part that he looks the worst.
Right. I'm wondering what she said to him right before that.
I am
because
too,
I assume because, she said to him, "What are you looking for?"
Well, that's the thing, because she says, "When I don't get ahead of this, I find on the second, third date." So okay. She's going in the date going, what are you looking for? It seems like. But
that's
this is
a very, if that's the case that she's asking him via text, what are you looking for? Either before or right after the first date. That's different than the way that she presents the text.
Yes. And men ask, what are you looking for? Because they're looking for a hookup. And women ask, what are you looking for? Because they want to make sure that the guy's acting serious.
Right.
This is the reality.
You guys know I'm a huge fan of Skims, and with warmer weather coming, I recently tried out one of their t-shirts. Skims makes the best basics and foundations, so it's no surprise that it's the best fitting tee I've ever worn. Finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge, whether it's the fit or the quality, but with Skims, they make the most flattering shirts for everyone. I love anything that Skims makes. They have like the most incredible material. I have the soft, smoothing, seamless t-shirt in Onyx. It is so amazing. It has like amazing versatility. I wear it to dress up. I wear it to dress down. I just wore it to the airport. It was like a great shirt to wear that was like super comfy on the plane, but also super flattering. And I also tried the cotton jersey t-shirt. As cotton t-shirts go, it is incredible. It's honestly like a step up for any other cotton t-shirt that I own. It hits me at all of the right places and it fits like a dream. Skims t-shirts are made with innovative technology while always keeping style and comfort in mind. From crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, Skims has something for every fit and every body. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows. There's no better feeling than spinning around in a salon to see your hair looking absolutely perfect. But it feels impossible to keep up that same look at home. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier, and I'm finally seeing the shinier, healthier looking hair I've always wanted. It's like I'm salon fresh every time. I have hair that is pretty thin and hard for me to grow, so I love the hair serum. I love that I can put it in wet hair or dry hair. It doesn't make my hair feel oily. It's a super lightweight serum. I just like the way it feels in my hair, and I love that I'm helping my hair to be healthier and I'm helping it to grow, which are two things I've struggled with for a long time. I am super pumped because I love, love, love these products. Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. When it comes to seeing results, the key is consistency. For best results, use for a minimum of 3 months for visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. When I sign up for a monthly subscription, I can get one bottle or three bottles sent. Plus, I save more and I never run low on the products I need to take care of my hair. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/UUP and use code UUP at checkout.
That's VEGAMOUR.com/UUP, code UUP to save 20% on your first order. VEGAMOUR.com/UUP, code UUP.
So, okay. So he writes, we only have it from, this is where we start. Okay. What are you looking for in a man also? I'm curious. So she has asked this already.
Right.
So he writes, what are you looking for in a man also? I'm curious.
And ooh, loaded question, LMAO. But I don't know, what are you looking for? Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Well, my question is, if she says, what are you looking for? Then she didn't ask it already.
Right. Right. Then why would he say also? We're missing something here.
Somewhere. What happened before he said that?
Right.
Because he didn't ask that because she just asks it. She didn't ask it first because she asks it second, essentially.
Right. But what are you looking for in a man also? I'm curious. Like, why would he say it that way?
Right. What did he, what were they discussing before that?
But we can like, only no, go it
doesn't
with what
seem
we
like,
have.
Right. It doesn't seem like he would say that out of nowhere.
But based on her email, I'm assessing that she is getting ahead of this.
Okay.
Because her email, I mean, there's one line in her email where she says, in the event I don't have this conversation before the first date, it always comes up on the second or third. So she,
right.
Okay. So
I mean, this text seems like he's getting ahead of it.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Yeah. What are you looking for in a man also? I'm curious.
An ooh, loaded question, LMAO. But I don't know. What are you looking for? Ha ha.
Ha ha. Flip it back on me. Smiley face with a tongue out.
I hate that emoji.
Yeah. I don't know why you went with that one. I'm looking for semi-casual hooking up and fun or becoming friends with beautiful women like yourself. At that moment, you're out.
Out. Yeah.
Out. He just told you.
Yeah, I hate that.
He just said
beautiful
semi-casual.
Woman like yourself.
Beautiful. Want to be. I've never, if I said that about.
Or becoming, if anyone said becoming friends. Yeah.
What female friend am I saying that about without making them uncomfortable?
I love to become friends with beautiful women.
How do you know Jordana? She's one of my beautiful female friends.
Of which insane. I have many.
Sips his faux pas.
Oh, absurd. Ha ha. I see. So like friends with benefits situation.
LOL. Yeah, if everything aligns, you know. If I may be a bit arrogant and sell myself, I've been told that I'm very good in bed.
Guy sounds like such a fucking loser.
It's too much. It's too much.
Where do men like think that, like, what, where, like, did this work in the past? Is my question. Like, has that ever
worked for someone? I don't think this has worked in the past, but he's in. Here's what happens. You get sent into this tech zone.
Like, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to tell her I'm good in bed. So, like, that'll clear. If she was unsure,
To me, he's over the hump. He's over the hump of like, hey,
now
I'm looking for casual.
Just gonna say anything.
And now, when he says I'm looking for casual, and here's exactly what, and now let me show you the goods. Like, he's in front of the Shark Tank. Billy, you know, the sharks. He's like, I got a great dick, and I'm good in bed. People have told me. You know, like.
Absurd.
And for that reason, are you in?
I don't think I've met a single man who doesn't feel like they're the best in bed, LMAO.
She better meet me.
Average.
Okay at best. Depends on the night. That's how I sell myself.
I like that. That's what I feel like. That's a good answer to like, are you funny? Depends on the night.
Anytime I get, are you funny? No.
No.
I say no right away. And then, are you good in bed? Men are like baseball pitchers. Sometimes you're throwing strikes.
Baseball pictures?
Pitchers.
Oh, pitchers.
Sorry, okay. This faux pas. It's really hit me. No, we die, you know, and not every night's your night.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's right. A more honest answer than I've been told I'm V good in bed.
Oh my God, I hate that. But yeah, I mean, I was more looking to hang out and go on dates and see where things go naturally. But if you're wanting to just like hook up and then I don't know if we'd be on the same page.
I'd love to hang and go out and be natural and chill. I def leans towards wanting hookups more. But yeah, I just find you intensely attractive and putting it out there with no pressure or expectations. Smiley face.
How lovely for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, I'm down to hang out with no pressure, but at least for me, like the fun is not knowing where it could go. So if you have this super set rule of it just being hooking up, then I don't know. Haha, I guess it's just not really my vibe, I guess. Obviously, I find you attractive too. I'm just not 21 anymore. So I'm just wanting a more mature type of thing, if you know what I mean.
I got these eggs. And they're aging quickly. I'm not 21. I'm not a young woman anymore. Yeah.
Like...
This ain't the example.
I wouldn't have said that. I don't think you needed. She needed to say that.
This is over.
I'm not 21 anymore.
I'm not getting any younger.
I dreamed a dream.
Ain't staying up forever, please. Like it's like, yeah, I love the fun of mystery. No, you don't. That's what he wrote. Yeah, I love the fun of mystery.
Especially when it ends with absolutely nothing.
Yeah, I love the fun of a mysterious hookup that will never go any anywhere. Further. Yeah. Yeah, I love the fun of mystery and seeing where it leads to. I have a friends with benefits open thing with one person right now. We're both casual about it, but very safe. Otherwise, I'm seeing where life leads me, to be honest. So love, no pressure. Okay. Do you have lunch plans today?
This guy thinks this is going well. It's like the best part. The best part of this whole thing is that he's like, he thinks this is going well enough
Hey, they got a half sandwich and a soup deal at a restaurant near me.
At Hale and Hardy. Hale and Hardy.
Ever been to a Hale and Hardy?
I'll show you the world.
Would love to grab some food in a nice place and or walk and hang if you're down.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know if this text conversation is an anomaly or if she's actually talking about getting a lot of these frequently. This guy seems absurd.
He seems absurd, but it's interesting to me that her email like presents like a very relatable issue, which is like, hey, I want to go out. Meet a guy, see what happens. I'm not in a rush to get married. I'm not in a rush to get kids. And I just want to stop putting parameters on what we could be. And it's like, and then you see this text.
But I also don't want to just hook up.
That's the thing. I would say this from my perspective, and I know this is an assumption. She's so afraid that the person that she's seeing could trick her into hooking up with no possibility of future that she's trying to get answers out of them before, and then you're dealing with this thing. This guy would have outed himself without these texts. Yeah.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com, promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com, promo code UUP10.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I mean, here's the thing, and the annoying part about dating, especially if you're someone who, like you, we've said this person seems like smart and like usually in control of like their life and their circumstances. It's the kind of thing where it's very hard to have complete control over. So I understand her desire to be like, What are the steps to get like dates that potentially lead to a relationship and stop dealing with like these fucking losers who are talking about how great in bed they are?
You're totally right.
And yes. I get her frustration. She's like, I just want to go on dates with someone who's not telling me immediately that they're like, just want to have sex with me and are like, wait, why can't we just go on dates?
Yeah.
But I agree. She must be. And I think the only thing you can control is what you're accepting and what you're willing to go on and what you're willing to pick up. So if you want to go on dates and not hook up, go on dates and don't hook up with someone.
Yeah.
That's the only way to control the situation is just do what you feel comfortable with and don't do anything you don't. And then the other guy can be the one who feels like he's been like bamboozled into thinking he got a different situation than he signed up for.
Yeah. I understand the feedback could be like, well, there's a dangerous slippery slope that it could go down where it's like, oh, well, just saying no. And then he forced. That's not what we're talking about.
No.
That's a very extreme conversation. But I would say it is so I always say on this podcast, and it's my dad says it all the time. You got to play in traffic if you want to get hit.
Right.
And so you got to go on dates if you want to find a boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever.
You don't have to go on a date with this guy.
You don't have to go on a date with this guy, but I'm saying she is so worried about wasting her time. If you believe one date with someone who's trying to fuck that you have to say, nah, that's not what I'm looking for, it's a waste of time, you're not in this game.
And you're not having fun.
You're not either. You're not experiencing.
Really. She's like, you're not really open to just like having a nice time out. You're looking for, you also are just on one track. Cause she's saying totally. Like, I'm open to not the person not being my husband, but I'm also like, but I don't want them to be so strictly into that. It's like by not accepting that you might go on a date with someone who's not interested in marrying you, you're also doing that in just the opposite way.
By pre-qualifying these men is what she's doing. She's pre-qualifying them. They want to buy, you know, the fuck house.
Right.
And she's like, well, let's make sure.
Right. I want to make sure you're a motivated buyer.
Yeah.
I'm not just going to show you my house. Take the afternoon off. But I'm saying like, if you ever,
you can't date like that.
Right. You can't sell a house like that either. You can't be like, I'm only showing the house to people who will 100% make an offer. That's not how you sell a house. You have to accept you're going to show the house to some people who are going to see it and decide that they're not for you. We're going to show the house to some people who are just looking.
And the house isn't you. It's the situation.
Mm-hmm.
This gets personalized, and that's why people get offended.
It's the date.
Hey, want to come back to my place? Hey, I'm not really looking for that. I had a great time with you, and maybe we could do this again. But I'm looking to, like, you know, date and not really go home with people that are, you know, looking to go home day one. Okay, good to know. That guy might go away, and
which would be good.
Good riddance. Yeah. So, I mean, because she pre-qualified, she gets this crazy conversation because the guy's like, I guess you're open to this conversation. Like, to me, right. I understand.
I mean, if it did start in the way that she's showing that it started, I think that this guy is not your average person
who's
discussing these things if she didn't tee this up.
There's something happened before.
It seems pretty crazy.
This is crazy, but it's also like he's going, he said, I'm looking for semi-casual hooking up and fun or becoming friends with a beautiful woman like yourself. Half of that's a lie, half of that's true.
Which part's true?
I'm looking for semi-casual hooking up. He told the truth and then he softened it with, I love a good friend that's beautiful. Like,
oh, really? Am I actually need someone to pick up my dry cleaning? Would you mind as, you know, my new friend? Would you mind doing me a favor?
I love when beautiful women who don't fuck me drive me to the airport. It's insane. This conversation's insane, but it's also so, like, this is a conversation that is birthed by the society we've created. We want to be more open about sex. We want to be more open about what we're looking for. And because of text, it becomes more comfortable to talk about because you don't have to look at the expression on their face.
Yeah.
So she sends a text.
I can't believe he asked her to get lunch after that.
How about lunch?
That to me is like, she's kind of, you ever like read with it and you're just like, what are they thinking?
I don't know. I mean, at that point, I'm not getting lunch. I'm like, dude, this dude's grasping at straws.
Yeah.
But he's, this is like when, you know.
She's like, I'm not 21 anymore. He's like, you want to get lunch?
Yeah. I'm not 21. And we made fun of the 21 comment because you're explaining yourself to someone who doesn't want any explanation.
Right. And also, who doesn't care?
Doesn't care. That's right. You're right.
Yeah. He doesn't care that you are, you know, that you're looking for something serious. You could
be 72.
Yeah. Or that you know what I mean? You're frustrating with the day. He's only thinking about himself.
I'm trying to fuck on my schedule. That's what he's trying to say.
She should have stopped answering like 4 texts ago.
She should. I mean, I hate to tell someone what they should do, but you're right. Hey, flip it back on me. I'm looking for semi-casual hooking up and fun becoming friends with beautiful women like yourself. Hey, sounds great for you, but that's not what I'm looking for. Good luck with everything.
Yeah.
That's it. You're not going to convince this guy. And this is the thing.
Or explain to him why it's important. Like, you telling him why it's important to you because you're not 21. And all valid reasons. Yeah. I get them, personally. But it's not a good use of your efforts.
But those are thoughts that you need to remind yourself of when you're put at the decision point.
Yeah, tell it to yourself.
You're trying to outsource the decision to him.
Look in the mirror. Say, I'm not 21 anymore. We don't do this shit anymore. We don't
grab a faux pas. I ain't 21.
Yeah, no, I do think there's
you got one leg an inch and a half longer than the other.
It's over for
you're 5'8". You got nothing going on. Take whatever you can get.
Two faux pas in.
Yeah. Two faux pas. I'm done with the second. Crushable.
I think that telling, like you said, like the way you, I wouldn't expect you to say that because it doesn't sound like a mantra that you would necessarily endorse, just like speaking to yourself and telling yourself something like that. But I think that that's a great idea. And again, you don't have to say it to the other person because they don't care, but you should say it to yourself. And I think that the older you get and the more you know what you want and the more that you know that you, what you don't want, that's like the most helpful practice you can do. And then you look, especially like, I remember at a certain point when I was like ready to date seriously and stop and like actually find a relationship, I would come home from a date and I would say like, what, like I would think about it like that. Like what went on here? What was the vibe that I got? And like, is this something that like, am I going to keep doing the same thing I've always done? Or am I going to do something differently this time?
It's funny that you're like, I'm surprised you're saying that, but like I'm in a different mode of dating than I've ever been. Personally.
Right.
So like I have had to say that to myself recently more than before. That's why like, you know, and I'm 37. Someone will be like, you're 37. Everyone gets to it on their own time. Yeah. But I do have to do that to myself to go, Jared,
you're not 21 anymore.
You ain't 21. Your balls are sagging.
One leg is
an inch and a half shorter than the other. People are calling you short king. And it's very derogatory, and they don't want to admit it because they put it in some weird.
Do you say this to yourself after a date?
I've been on dates where I'm like, I've had matches, and this is the thing, I've gotten matches where I go, you didn't do it. Stop it. Nice, but not going to happen. And I have to remind myself. Like,
I think that's great.
Well, because, and it's like, it shows you, like, and then you have this like animal part of your brain that's like, they're hot. Like hot girl,
but you're not 21 anymore.
But I'm not 21 anymore. I got one leg an inch and a half longer than the other. 5 foot
taking
nothing.
The air train now.
100. I'm taking the air train.
Life is different.
5 foot nothing. 100 nothing. Not an ounce of athletic ability.
Never gonna go pro.
Never gonna go pro. Just, you know.
I meant like athlete wise. You are a professional comedian.
I'm a pro.
Unless that was something you've been working on, basketball career.
No, that's from from Rudy. You ever watch Rudy?
I've heard the Rudy chant.
Rudy. Yeah. No, there's a scene where the janitor, who he's been staying with and working with, is like telling him like he's like I'm leaving Notre Dame football, and he goes, you're 5 foot nothing. You're 100 nothing. You don't got an ounce of athletic ability. And I always think of that scene. I'm like, okay, fucking relax, man.
That's you with like yourself in the mirror before a date. Love that.
I need
anyway.
A third faux pas. No, but I think we helped this one.
I think we helped. I think we solved dating yet again.
Yeah, we solved dating. Come to our live shows. We're going to be in San Francisco, Los Angeles. Yes. Please, please, please come. Huntsville, Alabama. I don't know who the fuck would listen in Huntsville. Do we know what most?
Do I know anyone?
Do you know
most, I don't think my camp network extends that far.
Most PhDs in one area.
Really?
Because there's a NASA there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most PhDs. Find yourself a wife there.
That's right. I need some engineer bitch. And then I'm going to be in Nashville. And my parents are going to be there. Springfield, Missouri. Providence, Raleigh. And DC. JaredFree.com for tickets. But this is a blast. I'm happy I got a couple faux pas into my faux belly. And that's it.
Love it. And we will see you on Wednesday. Bye.
You Up is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Maddie Paul. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at You Up Pod on Instagram and Twitter. And send us your emails to youup@betches.com. Betches.